And just in case you didn't know it, you are not Asian enough, apparently. Sure, we have the Asian Cup here for the soccer, but we are not Asian enough. According to a reported interview from the boss of the Asian Football Federation, Sheikh Al Khalifa, I don't know what it means to not be Asian enough. To me, I guess it sounds like an insult. Is it an insult? Still trying to work it out. So here's the line. This is the quote he says. He says, Arabs are not the only ones who are convinced that Australia's membership in Asia's football is feasible. Hey, I'll give you that again. Arabs, this is what he said. This is what the Sheikh said. He's the head of football. Arabs are not the only ones who are convinced that Australia's membership in Asia's football is feasible. So, are we not Asian enough? Are we not football enough? Well, soccer. It's not football. I would say this, Sheikh, that we have a country that embraces the sport. We love sport. We love sport like a cuddle on a Saturday night. And we like to consider ourselves to also be pretty inclusive, as in we don't stop people at the airport and say, hey, you know what, you're a little too Asian for us. That would be basing things on somebody's race, wouldn't it? Surely the Sheikh is not doing that. 13 13 32, would you consider that to be a racist comment? I'll leave that up to you to make that assumption. 13 13 32, Arabs are not the only ones who are convinced that Australia's membership in Asia's football is feasible. So we support this thing like crazy. We get right behind it. Then the Sheikh turns up and says, you're not Asian enough. Oh, come on. Come on. 13 13 32, I'd love your thoughts on it. And how about this one? While we're talking about inclusion, Saudi Arabia has got a brand new sovereign, but it doesn't look like they're progressing very much. They want the Olympics. They've decided that they'd like to try and put in a bid at the Olympics for some reason. So, okay, but this is the problem. Saudi Arabia says, if we put a bid in for the Olympics, we don't want women competing on Saudi Arabian soil. They'll have to do their running, swimming, shooting, and lifting and medal gathering in some other country. They just can't do it in Saudi Arabia. And they said that they're too conservative for that kind of thing. Is that how being conservative works? To be conservative, you've got to treat women appallingly. Our Governor-General, Sir Peter Cosgrove, didn't attend anything in Australia Day because he wanted to pay his respects to the late king in Saudi Arabia. And this is who we're dealing with. This is what we're dealing with. I tell you this. Let me give you this one. I would love to see Saudi Arabia get the Olympics, and I'd love to see them ban women. And then we can watch all the other countries in the world boycott this, and all the tourists that go to Olympic Games after Olympic Games after Olympic Games say, no thanks, I don't think I'll go to this one. Might send a nice little message. 14 past three. I don't know why I got myself so stirred up. Relax. Friday.